Shalom and welcome to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. This is a recording of Parenting Through the Parsha with Rabbi Matt Shapiro.
Sometimes, probably more often than I'd like, I get frustrated with my kids. Sometimes that frustration is merited. Sometimes it's less merited. Sometimes I express it with kindness and consideration through the frustration. And sometimes I'm less patient than I'd like to be. I don't think I'm alone in that. I'd imagine that's a fairly universal experience for most parents, at least some of the time. And it feels particularly challenging then when something that I've gotten frustrated about, I was wrong to even understand the situation that day, that I'm frustrated with my kid for not getting ready quickly enough, even though school starting later that day, or that one of my kids should be working on their homework, even though it's actually not due until later, whatever the little thing is. It feels particularly uncomfortable for me, not only if I get frustrated, but then if I get it wrong in assessing what the situation even is. And so then there's this challenging and important twofold question where I need to then reflect on, well, not only what do I do about the fact that I got irritated, but how do I address the fact that I wasn't right, that I was actually in the wrong in understanding the situation and then got frustrated about it too. And that's really difficult. In the Parsha this week, in Parshat Shmini, as we move through the reading in the book of Vayikra, of Leviticus, there continues to be a lot of conversation about different sacrifices as a part of the system for the ancient Israelites. And there's a certain type of sacrifice that's been offered. And Moses then gets upset with two of his nephews, Eleazar and Itamar, that they didn't handle the sacrifice correctly. He says, you were wrong to do this, and he gets upset with them. And then a few verses later, Aaron, his brother, approaches him and explains to him what the situation actually is. And Moses then, to his credit, admits that he was wrong, says that he was incorrect. And the Talmud offers a really interesting layer to this in Masechet Zvachim. And it says, Moses was not embarrassed and did not attempt to justify himself by saying, I didn't hear this halakha, this ruling until now. Rather, he said, I heard it and I forgot it. So according to the Talmud, Moses took an additional layer of ownership here. It's not that, oh, I didn't know, I wasn't aware. He says, you're right, I actually did know this, and I should have known better. I forgot it. That's on me. My bad, says Moses. And that is difficult. It's not always easy to say I was wrong. When I worked at Beit Tshuva, the founders would talk about how five hardest words in the English language are, oops, I made a mistake. And Moses owns it. He says he made a mistake. And so then bringing this back to this question of when we get frustrated with our kids, particularly when we misunderstood the situation, flipping that around, seeing that there can actually be a gift in modeling for our kids that we recognize that we can do better, that it's possible to make that change. It's possible to take that kind of ownership because I want my kids to be able to do that when they mess up. And then also thinking about this question of what does it do for us as parents, for us to remind ourselves and remember that we're human. We make mistakes. We are imperfect. The goal is not to be a perfect parent. The goal is to be a good enough parent and to get a little bit better at that every day. It's worth adding that this is likely compounded in Moses's inner experience by the fact that there's been a tragic loss in the family. Earlier on in the Parsha, Nadav and Avihu, two of Aaron's sons, died very suddenly. And you know, for a few moments, I thought about going into that topic to explore that. I couldn't quite get there to grapple with what does it mean to think about this really unthinkable loss. Right? Truly though, any parent's worst nightmare. So Moses is still grappling with this loss too. It's not his sons. It is his nephews within a system that he's a part of as a leader. And so he's not grieving in the same way as Aaron is, but there is still this abrupt and painful experience within their family. So I'd imagine that in this case, Moses is more sensitive. He's tenser. He's experiencing that emotional trauma of a sudden loss. And that impacts us. It impacts our ability to respond in the world with patience and kindness and compassion, because any one part of our emotional experiences impacts the rest of that as well. It's been almost 6 months since October 7th, and I can't speak to what other people are exactly going through in terms of what they're thinking about regarding Israel. I pray every day that the hostages come home safely. I pray every day for peace. And it's been a really painful and challenging few months. Some of us, of course, exponentially more so than others. And I don't think it's been an easy stretch for pretty much anyone. And so there's this really important piece of being more attuned to and aware of our sensitivity and what we're going through, to recognize that we might be more easily frustrated, we might be more easily set off balance somehow, bumped out of our okay zone, as the school sometimes talk about with the kids, more easily upset. And so it's that much more important to know how to respond if and when we are upset, if and when we do get frustrated. And as Moses apologizes, he actually doesn't say anything. It just says that Moses heard it and it was good in his eyes, the fact that Aaron had corrected him. And I think that there is something really rich and evocative about that idea, that when we mess up, when I mess up, when I get frustrated, that essentially talk is cheap. And it's not just a question of what do I say. A sincere apology does mean a lot. How do I respond with my actions? It's a hug, some quality time, or just making sure to do things differently the next time. And I think for me, that's the challenge here. And I invite others to think about this too, is what's the work after I make a mistake? Because I will. What's the proactive work that I need to do to center myself, to ground myself, to make sure that I am as emotionally and spiritually connected as I can be, so that the next time a situation like this bubbles up, I'm able to respond to it with a little more patience and a little more kindness for my kids and for myself.
You have been listening to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. If you enjoy these podcasts, we invite you to write a review on the Apple Podcast site or wherever you get your podcasts. For more information about Temple Beth Am Los Angeles, go to tbala.org.